Hello, you're about to listen to Rhapsody Your Realities, authored by Pastor Chris Sawyer Killamy, and brought to you by Believers Love World. Saturday the 17th of September. Chart your course aright. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That's Mark 11, verse 23. Every time you speak, you shape your life and future. You chart your course in life. You're today the result of your mouth work. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, Death and life are in the power of the tongue, which means with your mouth, you can choose which would be your lot, death or life. So you can see that you're responsible for your life, because what you say is what you get. The Lord Jesus said, For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. That's Matthew 12, verse 37. Notice he didn't say, By the words of your parents, friends or teachers in school, thou shalt be justified or condemned. No, it's going to be by the words that come out of your own mouth. So it's up to you to chart your course towards a greater and brighter future with your mouth. Don't talk about the problems and difficulties that may be around you. Declare your victories. The Bible says, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. That's Romans 8, verses 35 to 37. You can never be disadvantaged. God already ordained your triumphant and victorious life. Therefore, you must speak accordingly. The Bible says, He has said, so that we might boldly affirm the same things. That's Hebrews 13:6. 2 Peter 1:3 says, According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. This should form the basis for your faith-filled confessions. Affirm that you have a great life. Acknowledge and declare that you're excellent and full of glory. Live in the life of power, dominion, and righteousness. Keep speaking the right words and your life will blossom from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Let us take the confession. I'm excellent and full of glory. My path is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. I'm living the life of dominion, power and righteousness. I'm making progress with giant strides by the power of the Spirit and through the Word. I'm walking in increased grace, wisdom and divine provisions. In Jesus' name, Amen. For further study, we have Hebrews 13 verses 5 and 6 and Mark 11 verses 22 and 23. Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by this devotional today, and we invite you to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life by praying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you are now a child of God. And to receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, you can contact us at Believers Love World, Unit C2, Thames Free Business Centre, Barlow Way, RM13, 8BT. You can also contact us on +44 01708 556 604. You can also email us at admin@blwcentraloffice.org. God bless you.